I love listening to all the music ideas you come up with in there, Daniel. Thank you. Got the harmonica going. Everything is sounding good. It's a beautiful Friday here in Detroit. As we get you ready for the weekend, what do you like to do the most? Do you like to laugh a lot? I know I do. And every once in a while, you need a good thing or good place to go so that you can laugh. Guess what? Of course, you kind of figured that was the nice segue in, huh? We've got legendary comedian Darren Fleet in town. He's bringing his Laugh in the D comedy show to the Imagine Royal Oak, and the event is tonight. And got to tell you, it starts at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at imagineentertainment.com. And guess what? We have Darren on the phone, and I met him this morning at Channel 4. He was also on Live in the D. Hello, Darren.
Yeah. What's up, man? Good to hear from you again.
Good to hear from you again. It was so funny when I was reading the thing and I see the name of the show, Laugh in the D, and I'm going, oh, he named it after our show, Live in the D. But hey, it's all the same.
Yeah, I knew that I was going to see you today, so I was like, you know what? I'm going to do that just for him. So, yeah, it's an old day to you.
There you go. Now, tell us a little bit about this show that's coming up tonight out at the Imagine.
It's going to be fun. We got a few surprises. Like I always say, I'm bringing my homegirl who we've been doing comedy with from the last 5 years. I'm going to do some crowd interactions, and this is my first time back in Detroit in 2 years, and I'm glad that I'm here in the summer, because last time I got snowed in, but this time I purposely took a July date, so yeah, perfect timing.
Well, we all kind of understand that, because yeah, if it had been snowing, you'd be on stage tonight going, where is everybody?
Absolutely. Talking to myself and everybody watching me from Facebook Live.
Right. And like I said, get ready, you know, for a fun night coming up tonight. Your comedy, you deliver candid talks, also pop culture and promoting diversity, inclusion. Mm-hmm. You kind of hit everything, you know, that's out there right now. And the best part is humor also makes people think.
Yeah. It does. I think the best comedians can not only make you laugh, but also make you think. Like, I've thought about that before, but never seen it in that perspective. So I'm glad that I can do both. It's a little therapy comedy, so I call it commentary.
And Lord knows that's something we all need a lot of. Now, you got your...
We can use it.
That's for sure. It. Now, you got your start performing with Ricky Smiley on Nick Cannon's hit TV show, Wild and Out. Also, you performed with many other people, and your comedy influences. I mean, it's kind of like this wide variety. I'm looking down at all these names who have influenced you. Nipsey Russell, Uncle Nipsey there. Eddie Murphy, Bernie Mac, Cat Williams, and so many more. Talk a little bit about what was it about those people and others that, you know, really made you want to get out there and do this?
Well, they were some of the greats. Those were the ones that I've seen on my TV all the time. And like I said, I grew up around older people between my mom and my grandmother. And what happened with that is I would watch like TV Land and, you know, and they just had a certain way to stand out to me. Working with Ricky Smiley was a dream come true. And, you know, Tracy Morgan, who had took an interest in my work. So it's just kind of sort of like one of those things. It's less like full circle. You grow up and you watch these people. Next thing you're sitting beside these people. So I'm excited. You know, I'm excited about taking everything that I've learned from them and just, you know, putting it into my own comedy and making it my own as well.
And now where are you from? Where are you from originally?
I'm originally from the DMV area, and I grew up in Warren County. So it's been easy to kind of like take that on the road too, because everybody always be like, well, I hear an accent from somewhere, and I'm like, yeah, that's my mom and them coming out of me.
I'm hearing it now as you speak.
I have to repeat it twice to certain people. They be like, did you say earn? I was like, no, my brother's name is Earn. I'm earning my clothes, and I earned some money earlier, so you get it.
right. It all sounds the same, but we all know it's different, so there you go. Something I always like to ask people, because way back when I even tried, like a lot of folks, you know, thinking, hey, I'm funny. Let me, you know, go on stage. And went up one night at Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle. And I dare say, I think some people are still in the restroom wondering if I'm off the stage yet. I don't know.
Yeah, that's bad. But you know what's so crazy? Some of your favorite comics have been booed or had the, like, blank stare, like the lecture in the, you know, in the teacher's classroom. But when it comes to comedy, it's one of them things, like, it's how you feel.
Right.
How you feel that matters. And when you go on stage, it's a feeling that you get into before you hit the stage, and it cuts on and cut off. Now, I feel like if you don't know if you have it, go to open mics first. I wouldn't just dive right into a showcase that night and be like, whoa, now people pay their money to see you. So if not, if people can get in for free and see what you got, and then you don't feel like you wasted their time or their money. So just practice and it makes perfect. Yeah.
And it is a lot of fun when you do get on stage and, you know, you say things
It
and you get
is.
people laughing, you know, at the stuff you're saying. And it's great. It's this great feeling. And I know just for you, you know, it's got to just be fantastic when you do get those big howling laughs coming out
It
of the
is.
audience.
It is. Because those would be the jokes that I didn't even think that was going to get the big howling laugh. The ones that I take the most time to write get the regular laughs. Like, ha ha ha, that was clever. The one that I just thought of on the way to the club, people are falling out of their seats like, oh my God. And, you know, so I'm like, I love that joke. So, and that's how I know whether I'm going to keep it in the set or not. So I go by the crowd. I let the crowd pick the jokes and, you know, may the best ones win.
There you go. Talking to
Yeah.
Darren Fleet, comedian. He is going to have a show tonight called Laugh in the D, the comedy show at the Imagine in Royal Oak. Starts at 7:30 p.m. You can still get tickets. They're available at imagine-entertainment.com. It is for people who are 18 years or older. So you're looking for something fun to do this evening and something to make you laugh, go check out Darren Fleet. Now, what do you do when you're at home? Do you kick back and watch other comedy shows, or do you just all of a sudden go, I got to put on something in a different
Believe it or
way?
not, I watch horror films.
Oh,
And
yeah?
a lot of people probably would be like, oh, wow. No, I like horror. I find comedy and, you know, people doing the same thing that we've seen twice. You know, the woman getting out of the shower, running into the woods, falling over absolutely anything. The man slowing down and still catching her behind the tree. You know, that type of comedy. Or you forgot to shut your front door, so they walk right on. And I like that. So, yeah, I'm a horror watcher. And I find myself cracking up at people just choosing the banana over the weapon, and you have a woman, you know, a scary man in your house chasing you up and down your stairs. So, that's my type of thing. I like that type of horror. But as far as true comedy, every once in a while, I do watch stand-ups, especially when Netflix got some hot and new. So I'm like, yeah, I want to check out what other people are saying, but no, horrors is my thing, you know.
And needless to say, especially like during COVID, hey, we all needed stuff to laugh at. So we were all checking you and everybody else out any which way we could, whatever video or live show, because we needed that. Thank you
Yeah,
very
we needed
much.
a lot of that. I needed that, so I actually went back and checked me out too. Like, you know what, Darren? That was funny there. So, thank you. I'm a fan of Darren
Me too. All right. And
Thank you, man.
hopefully can get you to Motown later today.
Oh, hopefully so. I would love to come and check out some of Barry Gordon's finest.
Fantastic. Darren Fleet, comedian. Don't forget his show tonight at the Imagine in Royal Oak. Laugh in the D starts at 7:30 p.m. Just go to the imagine-entertainment.com website for more information. Darren, thank you so much. I'm Greg Russell, sitting in for Paul W. Smith on this Friday here on Focus on WJR AM 760. More coming up.